This is Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm Ricky Bevington. Starting this week, state agencies have less money to get things done. Governor Brian Kemp ordered cuts last month. He warned of a potential economic downturn that could come next year. Lawmakers who craft the budget, though, aren't so sure. They met last week to hear more about the Georgia economy. GPB political reporter Stephen Fowler joins me now to sort out what this means for Georgia residents. Hi, Stephen.
Always a pleasure.
So the state passes a budget every year with cuts and increases. What is different this time?
Here's how that year-round budget cycle normally works. In September, agencies submit their plans for the next fiscal year. Then the governor reads them, has his version of the plan that he submits to the legislature in January, and over the course of the legislative session, the House and the Senate duke it out over the final version that goes back to the governor for him to sign by July 1st. Now, what's different this year? The governor's instructions. He said state agencies should expect 4% less money for the rest of this fiscal year and give proposals for 6% cuts next fiscal year.
So we should note that GPB is partially funded by the state of Georgia and did have to submit budget cuts. What are the types of programs and services that could see cutting?
Well, Ricky, a lot of state spending cannot be cut. It's formula-based things like Medicaid and K-12 education. But some of the things that are up for these cuts, things like the Department of Family and Children Services caseworkers, incentive programs for doctors to move to rural Georgia, lab technicians testing rape kits, and the Secretary of State's elections budget could all see less money.
Are all Republicans on board with the governor's desire to cut spending?
Not exactly. Some are worried that this is going to cost jobs and hurt essential services. Here's House Appropriations Chair Terry England.
The dollars we collect are those dollars that go to pay for schools, those dollars that go to pay for roads and bridges.
Representative England has been Appropriations Chair since 2011, so he knows a thing or two about how these spending plans actually impact people's lives.
From the governor's perspective, however, it is responsible to plan ahead in case of an economic slowdown. That is what the House and Senate Appropriations Committees heard last week from several experts, including the state's new economist, Jeffrey Dorfman.
But if revenue collected falls short of predictions, then budget cuts become necessary, which often carry with them considerable disruption to both state agencies and to taxpayers who rely on the affected government services.
What kind of worst-case scenario is the state trying to prepare for?
Well, Ricky, if you lower your spending preemptively, that could soften the blow if there is a downturn in the near future. Revenues from income tax and other sources are what pay the bills for how our state government works. If revenues go down, there's not going to be enough money to pay for things like roads and bridges and other services. The legislature could also pass a tax cut that could further limit revenues by about $500 million.
How could the state pass budget cuts and a tax cut at the same time?
Well, if both of those did happen, Georgians would potentially see a few extra dollars a month in their paycheck, but at the expense of some of the services that they are accustomed to and in some cases need. Our budget has not grown at the same rate as our population. We have not added much new spending since the recession. One thing we're going to keep an eye on is the new revenue estimate that'll come out in the next few months. That number will be the target that will guide discussions about tax cuts and budget cuts and the whole economic conversation in the next year.
GPB Stephen Fowler, our political reporter covering the state legislature and the budget process. Stephen, thanks.
Thank you.
This is Georgia Public Broadcasting.